If you've ever been to a heritage site or museum where you're given an audio guide, that's like a handset where you listen to audio commentary when you reach certain locations and you get a description of the exhibit or the location that you're in. Then that's pretty much what Voices, that's World Voices, so it's like Voices with a W. That's what Voices offers online. It's essentially audio commentary geolocated. So it's audio commentaries that have been placed on a map. Each little commentary is called an echo. And it's if you've ever used Google Maps, you'll know that you can get little pins to stick in the map and then sometimes attach extra information to them, such as pictures or text or whatever. Well, that's the principle of Voices. You use a Google Map, you place a pin on it, and then attach an echo to it that you've pre-recorded. So he could have recorded it using something like a mobile phone or an iPod Touch or a laptop even, or even an MP3 recorder. But whichever way you use, you just get the MP3 file off it and then upload it to Voices. And then you can start to create an extra layer on top of a map with audio commentaries on. So imagine you've been on a field trip and you've got your students each with a device of some description where they can record what they're seeing or explain what they're looking at. And then when you get back to school, uploading those to a map. So you produce a rich picture of what they saw whilst they were on location. It could be a historical site that you visited or a scientific site. You could be doing an environmental study. But taking the recordings while it's actually there could be a completely different way of engaging those students who aren't comfortable doing a load of writing. Or maybe it's just actually difficult to write if it's throwing it down with rain and you don't want pens and paper out necessarily. So that's one possibility. How about producing a tour of a location? Just like you get in a museum where you move from one place to another. Well, Voices allows that because it allows you to create walks. So as you upload a series of echoes, you can join them together in a sequence so that somebody else who's coming behind at a different time and listen to them in sequence. So it could be a tour following the path of a previous explorer. It could be a tour around your local history, or well, the possibilities are endless, really. You can even create an admin account and moderate the uploads.